Hi, thank you for calling the NEC Baby Formula Helpline. My name is John. This is a recorded line. Am I speaking to Deja?
No, John, this is Jonathan. I have Deja on the line. I was hoping you could help her out.
Okay, Jonathan, yes, I can help her.
Thank you. I'll pass her over now.
Thank you very much. Hi, Deja. My name is John. And I'm a case intake specialist for the baby formula lawsuit. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit?
Hey, everyone. Yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. Did you already get an attorney to help you with filing a claim?
No.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents from another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that's true?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And so you are a parent of a premature baby. How old is your baby today?
Bryce is 9.
Okay. This is your son, and he's 9 years old today?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And what was his gestational age at birth? How many weeks was he born?
31 weeks.
Okay. And what was his weight at birth?
It was 3 pounds.
Okay. And then how long did it take for your son to get discharged from the hospital that he was born at?
He was in the hospital for about 13 days.
From when he was born?
Yeah.
Okay, so when he was born, he didn't get to go come home for 13 days. It took 13 days before he could first come home.
You said from when he was born, it took 13 days for him to come home?
Yeah, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. So when he was born, he stayed in the hospital for 13 days before he came home.
Well, no. Sorry. I was in a meeting. I just had to end the meeting. No. So that was after he had the procedure done. So we stayed in the hospital for about 3 days, and then we stayed in the hospital for about 3 days, and then he got
Then he was allowed to
sick
come home.
After we fed him, and then I called, then we got him diagnosed, and then after he had the surgery, he stayed for 13 days. So, no, that was, yeah, sorry, I was in a meeting, but that's what it was. So we stayed in for about 3 days after, and I've had 5 kids after that. So I'm thinking back, like, okay, what are we doing here? But, yeah.
Okay, so
I've had 4 kids after him.
So when your son was born, he was discharged from the hospital he was born at within 3 days?
That's correct.
Okay. And then, but he did have to come back to the hospital for medical reasons, I imagine?
That's correct, yeah.
And when did he have to come back to the hospital?
So we went back in, and then he was extremely sick. He was like projectile vomiting, and they basically had to schedule surgery. So I would say we went back in probably like on the 23rd. I'm just trying to think back. So we went back in on the 23rd, and then they scheduled surgery on the 24th. Or surgery was because we went in late on the 23rd.
Okay, so let's do this.
That makes sense.
What's your son's date of birth, please?
It's March 8th, 2015.
Okay, March 8th, 2015.
Yeah.
Okay. And then when you said he was admitted back into the hospital, what month was that? Was that the same month he was born?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, so he was admitted.
Mm-hmm.
He was admitted into the hospital on March 23rd, 2015?
He was admitted on the 23rd, correct. Yeah,
okay.
That's the day that they diagnosed him and admitted him.
Okay, got it. Okay, that's what I was looking at. So they
yeah.
diagnosed him
okay.
with, with necrotizing enterocolitis?
Yes, necrotizing enterocolitis. That's correct.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay. Yes. And then, so it's going to ask, I'm going to ask you, what is the name of the hospital your son was born at?
Emory University Midtown.
Emory University Midtown. I'm looking it up on the internet, so bear with me here.
Okay.
And what city is that in?
That's in Atlanta.
Okay.
It should be downtown on Peachtree Street.
I found it, 550 Peachtree. Okay.
That's
where
he
was born. But that's not where he was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis. Is that right?
Yes, I'm sorry. That's where he was diagnosed. Yes, he was diagnosed there.
No, I'm sorry. He was born at Emory University Hospital, and he was only there for 3 days, right?
Right. Well, yes, and then we took him back. That's correct.
Oh, okay. You took him back to the same hospital. Okay, I got it. I understand.
Right. Right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, we took him back.
Okay. To that same exact hospital, Emory University, and that's where he was diagnosed on March 23rd?
That's correct.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay. And then does your son at age 9 have any any long-term complications that could be traced back to NEC, necrotizing enterocolitis?
You know what? I would definitely say that. He's still very, very small. You know, he's still very small. Even me and my husband were talking about it. Like, he throws up a lot still till this day, and we just kind of link it back to that. I mean, it's nothing that, you know, he's still able to function, but I just feel like that's why he has stomach issues. Like, he can't eat too much sweets, or, you know, he eats too heavy and he gets really sick. So it's like,
I get it, Deja.
You know, he's so very picky because of that.
Sorry,
you know?
Sorry to interrupt you, but he does have ongoing GI problems.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Correct.
And do you have any medical records in your possession that can show proof of the diagnosis?
Yes. Well, not in my but everything is online.
Okay, but
yeah,
you don't have them
moved
in your possession.
We're talking about 9 years ago.
Well, that's all right.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then regrettably, your son was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis on March 23rd, 2015. And was that diagnosis
correct.
Made after he was provided formula?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. And how long after being fed formula or fortifier did your son develop NEC? Was that more than 7 days or less than 7 days?
I would say more than 7 days.
Okay. And then what was the brand of formula that was provided?
It was Neopro. Enfamil Neopro.
It was Enfamil? Okay. And then because your son's a minor, he could not file a claim for a lawsuit or damages. He could not participate on his own because he's a minor. But you as the mother can do so, and that's what you're doing?
Yes, that's why I'm filing a claim. That's correct.
Okay. And your son is with us today?
Yeah, he's still here.
He's still here. And you do have the authority to sign on his behalf because you're his mother and legal guardian?
That's correct, yes.
And you're a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And the gestational age for your son was 31 weeks?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And then he was diagnosed with NEC, not at the hospital he was born at, not even within 24 hours of him being discharged, but it was much later. He was diagnosed after he was initially discharged, after discharge from birth.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. And then
that was after he was fed the formula for probably about 2 weeks.
Okay. And then your son was born on March 8th, 2015, so he's age 9 today. Do you have, would you be able to provide a birth certificate for the law firm if they required it?
Yes,
Okay, good.
absolutely.
Is there any other person that you know that meets this criteria? They have a premature baby that was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis?
Nah, I don't know
Okay.
anyone. This is pretty unique. I never even heard of it before.
That's right. Okay.
Before, but
And then, Deja, what I'm going to do is now gather information about your son. He is a male and he's single, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And can you spell out his first name for me, please?
Yes, it's B as in boy, R as in Romeo, Y as in yellow, C as in cat, E as in elephant, B-R-Y-C-E.
That'd be Bryce. And his middle name is?
Marcus, M-A-R-K-U-S.
Okay, thank you. And his last name?
Manuel, M-A-N-U-E-L.
Okay, thank you. And does he have a suffix to his name, like junior, senior, first, second, or third?
No.
Okay. And just to confirm, so the your son is Bryce Marcus Manuel, B-R-Y-C-E. Marcus is M-A-R-K-U-S. Last name is Manuel,
correct.
M-A-N-U-E-L.
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
Okay, great. The I'll be sending you of authorization to release medical records, but I'll need to put
okay.
your son's social security number on that form. So can you provide me his social security number, please?
So you need the full social security number?
Yes, please.
Okay. 1 second.
Okay. Thank
find
you.
It.
And again, this is for the law firm, so they can go to the hospital, request medical records. When they submit this authorization, they'll use his full name and his social to identify their records to make sure that they match. And again, the medical records are going to confirm the diagnosis and the treatments, and that will all be part of this. The that's going to be to confirm that you can participate in this lawsuit.
All right, so it is hold on. Bryce. There's so many kids.
Yeah, I can read. I can understand.
Yeah. Bryce is so slow. You know what, everything should be under me anyway, since I was the, you know, I can you use my social security number?
Do you know at least the last four digits of his social?
I'm sorry, I'm looking. And then make it so bad we literally just we're remodeling our house, so things are everywhere. Oh, God. Let me find it. Yeah, the last four is 8357. That's the last four.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, and you can use my real one if you need it, because, yeah, everything should be under me anyway.
It's 8457?
No, 8357.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry. 8357. Okay. Got that entered correctly. Okay, now I'll be gathering your information. So you're filing this claim on his behalf. Deja, it's D-A-I-S-Y-A, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And then do you have a middle name, Deja?
It's V as in Victor.
Okay.
The middle initial.
Okay, thank you. And then the last name is Davis, D-A-V-I-S.
Yes.
Thank you. Do you have a suffix to your name?
No.
Okay. And your marital status, please?
Married.
Okay. And then your gender is female, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then your social, please?
It's 770-406-6687.
Okay. 770-406-6687.
Correct.
Okay. And your date of birth, please?
It's November 28th, 1991.
Thank you. That's 11-28-1991.
Correct.
Okay, great. I will be sending you a copy of the forms that you're signing electronically today. That's if you meet the criteria to participate
okay.
in this lawsuit. I'll send you copies
okay.
to your email address. Your email address that came over on my system is deja.davis@yahoo.com. It's basically your first name dot then your last name at Yahoo. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. And then this phone number, is this a smartphone that I'm speaking to you on?
Correct.
Okay, it's area code 404-663-4243.
Correct.
As I mentioned to you, I'll be having you sign legal forms if you meet the criteria. The form is the legal agreement that authorizes the law firm to represent you and help you recover a settlement in the form of damages for your son's exposure to the formula and then his diagnosis. They will also call you to do a case verification call. They just want to hear from you personally over the phone. It takes a minute or two to verify that your son was premature, fed formula, and diagnosed with NEC. That call will happen over the phone. Would that be okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
And would the afternoon be a good time that you can be reached?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Good.
Morning, so, afternoon, doesn't matter. Yeah.
Even though you've signed the agreement with me today, you still have the verification call that's supposed to occur sometime between now and the next 14 days with the law firm. So just be on the lookout for that call. All right. Moving
okay.
forward, what is your address, please?
It is 5648 Woodland. Woodland is one word. Woodland,
okay.
And then Green, Greens Road.
Okay.
Douglasville, Georgia.
30135.
Yep.
Okay, great. Is that a house or is that an apartment with a unit number?
It's a house.
Okay, so there's no apartment number or unit number?
No.
Okay, just to confirm that I have it correct, I have 5648 Woodland Greens Road. That's two words for the name, Woodland Greens, and that's Douglasville, Georgia, 30135.
Correct.
And then do you have official documents to show your parent-daughter relationship, birth certificate, as well as a government-issued ID?
I mean, do I have a birth certificate?
Yeah.
I mean, Bryce has a birth certificate, yeah, and I have an ID.
Bryce also has
a passport, so yeah.
you'd be able to provide
yeah.
this government official documentation to show establish the parent daughter relationship. Okay, good. And your parent, good. You're the mother listed on the birth certificate?
Yes.
Okay,
correct.
Deja Davis. Is there a father's name listed on the birth certificate?
Yes, he's not around.
Okay. And what is his name on the birth certificate? That's optional. If you wish not to disclose that, that's fine.
I don't even want to get into him. He's null and void.
Okay, that's fine. And then are you aware of any custody or parenting related issues that pertain to abuse, neglect, or loss of custody?
No, not at all.
Is there any family history of drug or alcohol abuse?
No.
Did you experience any of the following issues during pregnancy? Hypertensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, or HIV or AIDS?
No.
Okay. And then your son was born premature, and he was born in the state of Georgia, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And your son was diagnosed in the NICU, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. And then since he was diagnosed in the NICU, what was the date he was admitted? Actually, I got that. That was March 23rd, 2015?
Correct.
Okay. And what about his discharge date?
Oh, goodness me. The specific discharge date. I know,
you know,
Bryce.
We can estimate.
I know he was in there for about 13 days. That's
about,
what I remember for sure, because I had to be out of, yeah, I couldn't even come back to get my son to school and stuff for like almost 2 weeks. So I would say, yeah, about 13 days, because I was
okay,
stuck
so
here.
If it's 13 days, I can just simply count. So he was admitted March 23rd. There's 29 days. There's 29
mm-hmm.
days in the month of March. So that's mm-hmm. six. And then so it'd be April 7th that he was likely discharged.
Yes, that sounds about right.
Okay. And these are just approximate dates until we can get the actual data from.
Yeah, until you get the information from the hospital.
Right.
Yeah.
And then your son's name, it's the same name that's on the birth certificate. It's Bryce Marcus Manuel.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and he's born 3 pounds. And then when did he start using formula or being fed formula?
When did he start being fed?
Yeah.
Right after he's born?
Okay, so that would have been March 8th, 2015?
Correct.
And then when do you think he stopped being fed formula or fortifier? Around the time he was
23rd?
Diagnosed? The 23rd? Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
That day? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. And then when did you first learn of a connection between the baby formula your son received and his diagnosis of NEC? When did you first learn that he may have developed NEC from the baby formula?
I mean, after I, you know, talked about the symptoms and it was like, you know, he was screaming and had like green and yellow vomit and had a fever. At one point, there was also even like blood in his stool. So that's when they, you know, made the diagnosis and was like, okay, this is what we have to do immediately.
Do you think that you learned that he developed NEC from the formula at the time he was diagnosed?
Yes, I would say that. Yeah,
okay.
For sure, because I didn't know anything about it. Yeah.
And then what was the time between usage and injury?
What was the time between usage and injury? You used it for about 2 weeks.
About, okay, 2 weeks. Okay. And was he fed?
Yeah.
Was he fed breast milk prior to formula?
No.
Okay. And he was fed formula or fortifier in the hospital?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. And then the symptoms that he experienced, you mentioned vomiting. Did he have a low body temperature?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And did he have sleep apnea, which basically means did his breathing start and stop while he was sleeping?
I don't remember.
That's all right.
I mean,
we can leave that blank.
Yeah.
What about hypotension? Did he have any lower than normal blood pressure? If you're uncertain, you don't know.
I think he did, as a matter of fact, if I can remember clearly, because, you know, the newborns, their blood pressure is usually low. But I remember them talking about the concern of it being significantly low.
Okay. All right. What about his heart rate? Did he have an abnormally slower than normal heart rate? Or I should say, did he have a slower than normal heart rate?
Not that I can remember. I don't remember that being mentioned.
Okay.
I don't know.
Did he have a swollen, red, or tender belly?
Yes,
okay.
For sure.
And did he have trouble feeding?
Yes, absolutely.
Did he have constipation?
You know what? He did. He did.
Okay.
Yes.
What about lethargic? Was he sleepy or sluggish?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Did he have diarrhea and dark, bloody stools?
I know he had bloody stools for sure. So there was a point where it was like he wasn't pooping at all. And then when he did poop, it was bloody. Like, not, you know, there was blood in it, you know. So, so there was, like, constipation at first, and then it turned into just, like, watery and with, you know, like, streaks of blood.
Okay,
got
I
me
understand.
Thinking back to
you. I got it. Thank you. So just to recap some of the symptoms that your son experienced after drinking the cow's milk formula would have been low body temperature, green vomit, hypotension, swollen red or tender belly, trouble feeding, constipation, lethargic, and dark bloody stools. Does that sound about right
Correct.
To you? Okay.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
You mentioned you don't have medical records, but we can get those from the law. I mean, from the hospital. This question has to do with his treatments and medical procedures. Did the medical staff administer antibiotics to treat him for NEC?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Did they have to do a blood transfusion?
It was inserted through an IV. A blood transfusion. The antibiotics was a blood transfusion. No.
Okay.
No.
Did they have to do use assisted ventilation or assisted breathing?
Yes.
Okay. Did they have to perform a surgery like a laparotomy on the stomach or abdomen?
Yes. Yeah. They definitely did laparotomy and, you know, like put like small holes in his belly, something like that. Mm-hmm.
They probably used a Penrose drain to drain any fluids from his belly.
That sounds so scary. Yeah, I remember. I just remember. It was so traumatizing.
Yeah,
but yes, absolutely.
I'm sorry to hear that. And what about ostomy surgery? Did they have to do an ostomy surgery?
I just remember laparotomy, honestly.
Just a laparotomy? Okay. And do you know if they used a PICC line? That's like a catheter that's inserted in a vein so they could, like, deliver, like, nutrients, things of that sort.
I think what I remember, because I remember her telling me, is like a cannula IV is what they use. But I don't, they definitely had to give him the antibiotics and the medication through the IV.
To summarize your responses, they treated him with antibiotics. They did not do a blood transfusion, but they did do assisted ventilation. They likely used the Penrose drain during surgery, along with, we confirmed the laparotomy and a PICC line. We assume he probably used the PICC line to deliver, like, fluids as treatment.
Yeah.
Does that sound about right to you?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Okay. And then when was your son last treated for any neck-related issues? Would that be around when he was discharged from the NICU? April 7th.
Yeah, that's about when he was discharged. I'm trying to think, was he treated any time, like, in the month? They just did follow-up, but no treatment.
Okay, so the last treatment would have been when he was discharged, April 7th, 2015?
Correct.
Okay. All right. And then do you recall the name of the doctor that diagnosed your son with NEC?
The doctor that diagnosed him, was it Dr. Alicia? Yeah, it was Dr. Alicia Landry.
Alicia Landry? Okay, I do have Alicia Marie Landry, Pediatrics.
Correct.
Okay. And that doctor is affiliated with Emory University Hospital?
At the time, yeah. I don't know if now, but yes.
Okay. And is that doctor the same doctor that was responsible for treating your son?
God, you're asking me questions. Yeah.
All right.
You got me going back four kids. I'm sorry. I'm like,
it's okay. We're
going back in my head thinking about everybody's pediatrician and remembering Bryce specifically. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So just to confirm, Dr. Landry was the doctor at Emory University Hospital that diagnosed your son with NEC, and that same doctor was responsible for treating your doctor, your son.
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. And then we did establish that your son did have to undergo intestinal surgery, and I'm sorry to hear that.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then did the medical staff explain to you what Bell stage of NEC your son may have had? For example,
I don't remember.
Okay, unsure.
But you said, for example, what?
For example, there's Bell stage 1, which is suspected. Stage 2 is confirmed, and stage 3 is advanced. But the question is whether or not the medical staff explained to you what stage your son was diagnosed with.
I mean, it was pretty severe because they had to do surgery almost immediately. So, but I'm sure they did explain it.
So you seem to think
I would say it was severe. Yeah.
Stage 3 advanced.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Because it would, yeah, they had to do surgery immediately. Almost. I'll be right there.
You mentioned bloody stool, bloating, swelling, and surgery. Okay, so you're unsure, but you seem to think it was Bell stage 3 with symptoms that included bloody stool, bloating, swelling, and surgery. Does that sound about right to you?
Yes, that definitely sounds right.
Very good. And then how is your son doing today?
Like I said, he's still pretty much, you know, like he throws up off anything. I could, you know, anything smells, anything that tastes weird, anything that's too sweet, or, you know, he'll throw up. He's still pretty small for his age, you know, but he has issues eating. He doesn't like to eat, but we, you know, we're still working on that. Other than that, I mean, he's okay, but I feel like because of that, he's still a little... not as, you know, like I have other kids around his age, and they seem to be where they're supposed to be in terms of the percentiles, or Bryce is a little under, but then again, because he has stomach issues, and he's always had stomach issues, so, but it's nothing severe, and we've, you know, gotten him seen and taken to a GI and all of that. It's just that.
Does he have any ongoing medical challenges?
No, not necessarily. Not now. Nothing that we would.
Okay. And does he still require medical care for the?
He does. He definitely does. I mean, you know, like there are times when we're like, okay, Bryce, you are not eating because you've been throwing up for days. What's going on? And we'll take him to the doctor. They'll just assume that maybe it was related from those years, but. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Like, it's not like it's affecting him tremendously. It's just like every so often he will still have issues.
Okay.
If that makes sense. I don't know if that answers your question. I mean, you can say no if that's easier, but.
No, that's
fine. Yeah.
I'm going to make a note. Just bear with me. I'm actually formulating your response into a sentence. But bear with me.
Okay.
Okay, overall, son is doing well. However, he still has occasional GI issues related to food sensitivity and vomiting. Does that sound about right to you?
Correct.
Okay,
that sounds, yep.
All right. Well, we, Deja, are getting close to wrapping up. The law firm does request an emergency contact in the event something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that they can continue a case for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
Yes, it's Kevin Davis,
he
my husband.
Kevin?
Yes.
Davis, and that's your spouse. And his phone number, please.
615-243-1362.
Okay. Let me repeat that. Kevin Davis, area code 615-243-1362.
Mm-hmm.
And he's your spouse, and he lives with you, and it's asking me to copy the address. Bear with me here. Bear with me. Okay, you do meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. And so what I'll be doing is sending you the legal agreement that authorizes the law firm to represent you on a contingency basis. What that means is the law firm doesn't get paid unless they're successful in getting you compensation for damages, okay? If they're successful, then you would get 60% of that amount and they would get 40%. If they're unsuccessful, you don't pay them anything. Does that make sense? That's contingency.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, yeah, I ain't got nothing anyway. makes sense.
The other part that you'll be signing is the authorization to release medical records. And so I'll be sending those forms to you through to your smartphone in the form of a text message. That text message will have the link to the forms. So before I send it, I just want to confirm that regrettably your son, Bryce Marcus Manuel, last four of the social 8357 was diagnosed with NEC on March 23rd, 2015. He was born March 8th. He was born at Emory University Hospital Midtown, 550 Peachtree Street, Northeast Atlanta, Georgia, 30308. And his diagnosis occurred after he was fed Enfamil formula. He is still with us today. His date of birth is March 8, 2015. He's age 9. Mom is filing this claim, Deja V. Davis, married, female, parent. We got your social. We got your date of birth. We confirmed your email address and phone number and your address. Everything looks good. I'm going to check the legal forms, make sure they look good before I send them. Bear with me here. There's some silence, and it's because I'm just reviewing the paperwork here. Oh, it's asking for his weight. I got 3 pounds. Would you know by chance his ounces? If not, we can just put zero.
Yeah, just a zero.
See if
to be honest, I feel like it was exactly 3 pounds. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
That's right.
I feel like it was exactly 3 pounds.
Okay. Okay. It went through. In a few seconds, you'll get a text message with a link to the forms. Have you ever done DocuSign using your smartphone?
Yes, I have. Oh,
perfect. So it'll go by pretty smoothly. Deja V. Davis, on behalf of Bryce Marcus Manuel. Yep, that looks right. His last 48357. Date of birth, got that. Perfect. Okay. Yeah, everything looks good. In a few seconds, you'll be receiving a text message with a link to the forms. Once we complete signing, we'll be done. But don't forget that there is going to be that case verification call that occurs sometime between now and the next 14 days. Did you get the text message with the docs?
One second.
Yep, I did.
Okay, perfect. So we'll be done when you finish signing. You'll have to agree to SMS, click the link, agree to SMS messages, and then you'll agree to electronic records and signatures. And then you can start following the yellow navigation buttons, beginning with start. It'll end with finish. And when you end with finish, just let me know, because then I'll do one more thing and then we're done.
Okay.
While you're signing, Deja, I got to tell you, I'm sorry for these unfortunate circumstances that brought us together. The very fact that your son consumed formula and then was later diagnosed with NEC. But I am pleased that you allowed me to help you get signed up for this lawsuit so you can receive a settlement. And I'm more importantly pleased that you're about to get legal representation. The law firm is going to be Pulaski and Kirker. They're the ones that are interested in representing you. And when you're done signing,
you said Pulaski?
Yeah, I will text you the name of the law firm once we complete signing. So that way it'll be in your memory and you'll always have record of it.
All right, that is complete.
You're all done. Let me take a look at that. Deja, yes, I see that it has completed. Now, can I direct your attention to your text message, your phone, back to your text messages?
Yeah.
You should have received by now a text message from me. My name is John. I'm the gentleman that helped you get signed up to participate in this lawsuit. But remember the law firm Pulaski. You got it? Perfect. The law firm Pulaski Kirker is going to be reaching out to you, as I mentioned, sometime between now and the next 14 days. So be on the lookout for their call. It's going
Pulaski,
to be quick.
How do you spell it?
Can you see the text message?
Yeah, because you see, I know people will be scamming out here. I just want to make, okay, Sparkus, yep, I can receive text message. And you said, John, case specialist, signed up. Awesome. Okay.
Did you get the text with the law firm's name? You didn't?
No, I didn't get a text with the law firm's name.
The only one you got is, hi, Deja, this is John Maurer, the case intake specialist?
Yes, that's the only one.
Okay, let me try this.
This is my direct number for your contact.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, I just resent it. Hopefully it'll go through this time. Anything yet?
Let me save your number, maybe, because I get a lot of. Didn't see anything yet, which. Yep, I got it.
You got it?
I got it.
Is it the full, is it the one that just says the name law firm, or do you see a text with its website and the phone number?
It just says law firm, Pulaski,
okay.
Kushner.
So
no website,
that was actually,
no phone.
That was my third attempt to send you the I broke it up. So let me try sending you now the phone number to the law firm.
Okay.
And if you could kindly confirm you did receive it, hopefully you did.
No, nothing.
Nothing yet? Huh. All right. I sent it. Well, I'll tell you what. It might come in
a
few minutes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's okay. If you want to write it down, I'll give it to you now. You ready?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. The phone number is 713-664-4555.
4555. Okay.
All right. If there's no other questions, we are done. Congratulations. You've got signed up. Yeah.
All right. So I'll wait for the call from the law firm. I'm just going to save their number just so that hopefully it comes from that number. If not, it's fine, but I'll save it. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You have a great day and a great rest of the week, okay?
You too. Thanks.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, Deja. Take care. Bye.